In the telephone industry, you talk of rate of service, blocking probability. You don't want to have too many calls blocked. Wireless the same way. Current wireless, cellular wireless. In a data world, data networking world, you talk about packet delay, you would talk about packet loss probability. You can't lose packets because that contains important information. Mm-hmm. So TCP has built into it the concept that if it does not receive an acknowledgement within a certain period of time, it repeats that because every packet has to be received correctly. So ATM has built that built in, these different concepts, quality of service, right from the beginning, so that depending on the kind of service that ATM will be providing, all provided simultaneously, all packets switched. They use constant size packets called cells, CLL, not to be confused with the wireless cell. That's a different. It's a cell is a small packet, 48 bytes of data, and 5 bytes of overhead going through the network, very short. The whole point of the standards body, both the ITUT and the ATM forum, is develop standards of quality of service and have this built in. And they develop different kinds of, so they have a concept that the different kinds of traffic will be transmitted, continuous bit rate, like voice, which requires a delay. You're transmitting these packets, but voice has the property that it must arrive at the destination within a certain interval of time, otherwise it's not tolerable in real time. But you can drop some voice packets, voice cells, and the ear won't notice it too much, a little bit of noise. So its quality of service is maximum packet delay, packet jitter, because as they're buffered, they move along, successive packets from the same conversation will change their spacing. And that's not good for the ear, so you have to reduce that. So you have these three qualities of service for voice. Video is virtual bit. Video starts off as being continuous bit rate, but when you compress it, it becomes variable bit rate, VBR traffic. Similar, real-time video is similar quality of service as voice. Real-time has to be delivered together with the voice within a certain interval of time, and nobody's quite sure yet, but you can't lose too many of them because it might wipe out a whole screen. Data packets can be delayed to some extent, but you can't drop any of them. So all of these have variable kinds of quality of service, and that's built into ATM in the beginning. Mm-hmm. One of the problems the internet is, and by the way, I started to mention this because for a long time people thought that ATM was the networking standard of the future, and companies were set up for a company in Pittsburgh and other companies building ATM switches. Interestingly enough, they originally touted as being switches for the wide area networks. Mm-hmm. They first got their sales in local area networks at academic institutions. Now they get being deployed again by wide area networks running over something called SONET. Developed by, it's a high bit rate optically based protocol for the physical layer, and it was called SDH in elsewhere in the world. But now the people in the internet world are now saying, but why should we take our internet package, TCP IP packets, to IP packets, and chop them into ATM cells and transmit them over SONET? Why can't we have IP, TCP IP over SONET directly? So there's sort of a little struggle going now. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't quite call it a war, but a struggle going between two different factions. In fact, I've attended meetings where their proponents are both saying, try to do the work. So it's not clear what's going to happen with ATM at this point. Whether they'll support internet all over the world or not, though a lot of the telephone administrations are deploying ATM switches. And companies like Cisco builds routers and ATM switches, and Ford does the same thing too, companies like that. But the basic problem, you talk about new issues of the future. One another issue is the internet, quality of service on the internet. Mm-hmm. If you don't have ATM, how do you guarantee user quality of service over the internet? TCP was developed as a data protocol, packets for data. Now you want to run voice over the internet. And that voice has to have that same time guarantee. Very difficult, particularly now with the internet. You're going to be in your office in the lab in a minute? I'll do some other stuff. I'll come in and see you. Thanks very much. So they've been tussling with the idea of quality of service. Because if you really want to have voice, real-time voice, you have to guarantee it'll get there, and it's very difficult with internet. We don't even know the, when you go through various internet service providers, ISPs, over different networks, nobody knows what's happening to your packets. You can't guarantee anything. So they've had their IETF, which is their standards making body, has been tussling with this. A number of years back, quite a while back, they proposed a technique called RSVP, a receiver-based protocol that would try to bring some quality of service into this. People have since felt that, and I'm not really that active in the area, so I'll just give you my judgment now to what I've heard. People have said it doesn't scale to large numbers of users and large number of sessions going on. So there are other techniques being developed now by various people. One's called differential services, another concept. And so that's the thing that the internet communications people are tussling with now. Mm-hmm. How do you guarantee quality of service in the internet environment if you don't use ATM, which might have that built in? So that's another technical challenge that the future people are working right now on.